All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, April 30th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a three-game NBA playoff slate with the Lakers getting eliminated yesterday. And then we have a big 12-game MLB main slate tonight as well. And then over in the NHL streets, it looks like we have a... drumroll, please. Four-game NHL main slate today, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. All right, so let's get the SaberSim app pulled up here. We have a few questions to get us started today, but if you have questions, now is always a good time to get those in the queue. So first question here from Kevlar from the Discord. Question says, are there any basic rules you can set that you set for PGA like you do with other sports? I wouldn't say there's like a... basic rule per se that I'm thinking about when building PGA lineups. I will say that one thing I think that you can do with PGA specifically here is to possibly curate your player pool based on just projection. You know, projections are like really good in PGA. And so, you know, if you want to just come in here and trim, you know, the bottom, you know, X percent of your pool. If you come down here and you look at like the ownership projections for the lowest projected players, you know, nobody is like above 1% until we get to, I'm trying to find the first player above 1% ownership, until we get to 53 projected points, right? So, you know, Robbie Shelton at 53 projected points is the first player who is projected over 1% ownership, right? And like, this is kind of an idea that Andy's talked about in some of the old content that he's done, where it's like, hey, you know, I think the field is sharp enough to understand where players warrant ownership. And, you know, Andy's a big 80-20 guy, and he's like, I'm just going to exclude players projected for less than X percent ownership and just assume that the field is right in not rostering them at a high percentage. And I'm not saying that's like something that you have to do as well here, but I think like the logic makes a little bit of sense there. So what you could do is like come in and, you know, set some type of projection filter. Maybe I want to say, you know, don't show me any players projected for less than 45 points or something, right? So show players with projection greater than 45. And then I'm essentially, you know, curating my player pool to get rid of, I don't know, 10 to 15 golfers here, just like at the glimpse of an eye. And, you know, their ownerships combined don't even equal 1%. So I think some player pool curation in PGA is totally okay. All right. We had a question yesterday that I came in after the show, but I did want to mention it here. I thought this was a fine question to bring up. So to win an MLB Classic, is it necessary to put relief pitchers in lineups? You know, this is something that can happen on very short slates, right? So if like we go to today, I'm sorry, not NBA, MLB, Tuesday. And then, you know, say we go and look at like the three-game turbo slate, right? And when I come in here and I look, you know, the Detroit-St. Louis game was on the slate, but since they're playing a doubleheader, DraftKings said that Detroit and St. Louis players won't accrue fantasy points, so it basically becomes a two-game slate at this point. You know, if you come in and look at your pitchers, right, and you sort by projection, you know, you see the four starters and then you see a big drop, right? We go from like 10 projected points down to like four. Well, when you come over here and look at these players' percentiles, right? And I'm just going to reset these so the percentiles come up. You know, if you look at the pitcher, one of the relief pitchers projected for 4 points, and you go and look at his percentiles, you know, his 95th percentile is 12 and a half points. His 85th percentile is about 10 points. So, you know, Andrew Nardi's 85th percentile, something that's happening about 15% of the time, is about the same as Sixto Sanchez's 50th percentile. So, like, it is very possible that these relief pitchers get into some of the lineups within the sim. Now, other than that, I think that, you know, it is a lot harder to actually predict when these players are going to get into the game and when they are going to pitch. That I personally, even on a 2-game slate, would not want to play relief pitchers in my classic MLB lineups here. You know, I think relief pitchers are great for MLB Showdown, but as far as, you know, for classic, I'm not somebody who thinks that you have to get really like wonky or like off the board at the pitcher position here to win these contests. I think that you can do just fine just playing the starting pitchers and making some other decisions based on ownership for the batters that you choose to roster. So, something that I'll do here is I will come over here and to the filters, and you could just set a filter, you know, and just say something like, hey, show players with my projection greater than 5, and then make sure that only the pitcher position is chosen here. And just get rid of those relief pitchers and then just, you know, have these four starters available for your lineups in your player pool before you run the build. So personal preference there, you know, I don't think that relief pitchers are super necessary for MLB classic slates, but it was a good question. And I know that they could show up in your lineups. So I thought that that was particularly why this was worth covering. All right. Good question there from Travis. Jumping over to the YouTube chat. Got one question from Mark. This one's going to be a little bit longer of a demo, so I'm going to jump down here to Demetrius. How do I drag across the screen so I can see all the stats? So what I would do here is just you can grab any column in question here. Like, so if I want to go to my batters, or let's say I even want to go to pitchers and I want to see their pitches. So naturally, the pitchers' pitches are going to be over here way on the right. So you just grab the column header and then it should allow you to drag and drop it wherever you see fit. So I'm going to bring that one all the way over to the left and drop it there. Another way you could do this is if I right click on a column header, I go to this hamburger menu on the right. I go to edit columns. I can also move them around in this view here. So if maybe I want to bring pitches over, and then maybe I also want to bring strikeouts, right? So I can drag strikeouts up the board and then I can go and drop my strikeouts next to my pitches, click apply, and then that will move that data over as well. So as far as I know, what the builder should be doing here is it should be remembering where you leave your columns. So then when you come back to a slate, say tomorrow, my pitches and my Ks should still be where I left them. Dimitri said, any new MLB or NBA lineup rules for the slates today? Don't really have any in mind here. You know, I would say that something I think with the playoffs, like in these 3-game slates, is, you know, there's not like a ton of value in these slates. So I'm totally okay coming in here and setting a rule. Is probably more than enough here for a single team in a playoff situation, unless there's like some outstanding value. But you're usually not seeing value like above 6, which is during the NBA regular season. Like a 6 value is like, hey, somebody's like out or something like weird is happening with this team. So I think if you want to put like some type of, you know, rule for NBA, no more than 4 from a team, no more than 3 possibly, a little bit more restrictive there. I think that's totally fine. All right, so let's hit Mark's question. If you have the time, can you show your process of building multiple 3 max single entry contests, maybe around 10 or so lineups? Yeah, totally. So, you know, I've like thought about this like a little bit, and you know, when it comes to building like single entry or three max, like diversifiers together, you know, I don't think about it too differently than building for like, say, a 20 max or 150 max. Really, the biggest difference is going to come from how leveraged the lineups are that the builder creates, right? So like the big thing is like come into your settings, you know, and set up your sliders appropriately. One thing that I am personally doing here is lowering minimum salary a little bit. I like to put it down to like 45,000, give the builder a little bit of flexibility here. I'm going to come in and say, you know, I'm doing a small field single entry here. You know, my correlation is at 8. My sim diversity is at 5. Compared to like 150 max where my sliders are like 10.9. So 8.5 is a lot different than 10.9 here. So I'm going to go back down to 8.5. You know, the builder is going to be using more sims when it's building my lineups, when it's building out my pool here. And then I'm also using the don't use batters against opposing pitchers default rule here. I'm going to make 2 small adjustments to projections. And, you know, as far as pre-build here, you know, I would say everything's ready to go, right? So that's really all I'm doing here. And then we're going to let these lineups build. I'm going to set up my columns here. Shrink this down, shrink this down. And we're just waiting for the lineups to build here. All right, lineups are loading. So far, so good. All right, so one thing I did forget to do is set up a contest sim. So say, you know, normally what I'll do, honestly, is just like pick a single entry if I'm playing like, you know, 3 of them. If I'm playing like the $12, the $5, and you know, say I'm playing the $3 3 max or something like that, I'll probably just pick a single contest sim as like a proxy for like the group here. You could definitely come in here and set up multiple. So this is probably best practice, is to come in here, you know, for the 3 contests that we're going to do, right? Say I'm building 5 lineups, a 3 max, and then 2 single entries. Set up the individual contest sims here. And then I could see that all 3 are checked here. So I'm going to run them. All 3 will run simultaneously and then start to return the sim ROI metrics here. And we're just waiting for this to finish. I'm going to put a 1 in the my lineups. I'm going to go and switch to my $12 single entry, switch to risk adjusted ROI. And then what I'm going to do here is start building this one lineup, right? I will probably spend some time here going through my, so there's 2 trains of thought here, right? So this is one of them, and it's you build each lineup individually. So then I'm going to start with my $12. I'm going to, you know, go through here. I'm going to check out my stack exposure, my team stacks. I'm going to, you know, find the lineup that I want. And then once I do that, I am going to save this lineup to my contests here. Hit click save. And then I'm going to save it to that specific contest. And then what I would recommend doing is trashing this lineup, going and switching your contest sim to the next contest, and then going through the same process. So that is one way to do it. That is where you're being contest, very, very contest specific. Now, the way that I personally do this, which the other way is probably better practice, but I'll talk about the reason I like to do it this way, is I would do all 5 lineups together, and then I would pick a contest sim to represent the group. And the reason I like to do that is because I get the ability to use min uniques, and I get the ability to diversify across all of the lineups. So when you're doing one by one, well, you can't really use many uniques when you're doing that. And you get a little bit different perspective on like, you don't get to see the whole picture. You're kind of putting the puzzle pieces together one at a time, as opposed to, hey, I'm looking at all of my single entries and three maxes as a portfolio, playing a lot of them. Well, now I can kind of see how I'm spread out across that entire contest group. So I sacrifice the individual contest sims for each specific contest for the ability to diversify across the entire group of lineups that I'm building. So at this point, what I would do is set my number of lineups that I need, which would be 5. I'm going to start with a very high number of mini uniques just because I know that I'll have the ability to do that. Like, the less lineups you're playing, the higher mini uniques you're going to be able to get to. So here, automatically, I cranked it up to 7, and I'm barely at lineup 10 here, which is like incredibly still very, very high up in my pool. Now at a mini uniques of 8, I'm at lineup 22. I'm probably fine with 8 out of 10 players being different. You know, this gives me the opportunity to use some of like the better pitchers on the slate here and still get some exposure to them. So I'm totally fine leaving this at 8 here. And then now I'm going to go through and, you know, check out my stacks. Okay, I'm 5-3, 4-4, 5-2. All those look fine. You know, come and look at my team stacks. Okay, using a team in no more than 2 lineups out of 5 seems okay. And then, you know, coming to look at my individual exposures, my highest exposures is 3 out of 5 lineups for a pitcher here who is in a ton of my pool lineups here. So all of this looks fine. I'm like totally okay with what I'm seeing. But again, I wouldn't be able to see this as well if I were doing it individually. So here, by doing it all together, I get to kind of see that. And then when you go to save, you could save one of 2 ways. I personally don't mind what lineups go into which contest. So I'm a unique random person and just hope for the best. You could set up your lineups like sort by entry fees and then fill them unique rank where your top lineup is going into your top contest. I totally understand the desire to do that. So that is definitely an option as well. But those are like the 2 ways to consider building your single entry and 3 max type contests. But all right, looks like we are all caught up with questions here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.